The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
From the Knapsack Files Studios in Studio City, California, this is The Three Things. Concept's pretty simple. I sit down, list three things of something on my mind, or maybe it's a bunch of thoughts about a bunch of different things. That might be the case sometimes, but tonight, oh no, as I sit in front of this microphone, I've got three thoughts about one thing. It's the three things for this one thought, and this thought is about my favorite restaurant of all time, 7-Eleven. That's right, I mention it a lot. I tweet things about 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven, the official site, the official Twitter handle, tweets me back, converses with me. They don't follow me, though. I don't understand why they don't follow me. But I have a special relationship with 7-Eleven. And I think it's about time I try to justify it to some of you, or explain it to some of you, or submit my evidence into a court of law. Because I really do love the place. It wasn't always the case. Oh, sure, I grew up like a lot of you with a 7-Eleven nearby my house. Me and my friend would walk there after school or during the summer, get a nice big gulp. That's why I probably have sugar problems. Talk about life, the universe, and everything growing up. 7-Eleven was good for that. Run in, get a snack. I went there often, but I didn't get my meals there. And believe it or not, when I moved to L.A. in 1998, you would think for money reasons, I wasn't a rich man about town when I first moved to L.A., you would think that I would go to a 7-Eleven and seek it out, find myself a nice prepackaged sandwich, and live like a king. But I didn't. Oh, sure, I'd go into them every now and then, but 7-Eleven for most of you, 7-Eleven's like a quick cup of coffee. 7-Eleven's like a soda on the run. It's not a way of life. It's not like me. I have actually gone to 7-Eleven for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Am I proud of this? You're damn right I'm proud of this. Is it a good idea? I think it is. Consult your doctor first. Don't blame me for any health problems you may experience from developing a 7-Eleven obsession. All right? That's not my problem. I'm just here to give you what's on my mind. Then somewhere, and I don't know if 7-Eleven changed what they tried to accomplish. A lot of times I will say they're busy. Not in terms of crowd, but in terms of you go in there, there's just a lot of food. There's a lot of things going on. Big gulps, Slurpees, which that's what they were known for decades. But then you got hot foods. You got these prepackaged sandwiches. You get fruit. There's bananas there. They got all these things. And sometimes when brands do that, they kind of lose their way. But I think it emboldens the 7-Eleven experience. But like I said, I didn't go to this for that. And then one day, I want to say about 2011, we'll call it. Me and my girlfriend at the time were driving around on a quick lunch break. And we were short for time, and we couldn't decide where to go. All the chain restaurants had been attended by us, all the quick little things that we were passing 7-Eleven. She's like, I'm just going to 7-Eleven. I was like, going to 7-Eleven for lunch? What are you talking about? And then we went in, and I remember I got a thing of like grapes, and I got a thing like a little sandwich and a drink, and I was like, well, I got a full meal here. This changes everything. I can go into 7-Eleven and survive. I can get a fully functional meal. What was I thinking all these years? And then shortly thereafter, around the same time frame, within a couple years of that, I was down in San Diego Comic-Con. Having fun with the boys, me and Tom Dagnino and Josh McCooker from the Schmoes No Collider movie trivia Schmodown World, and we're tooling around town. I've told the story elsewhere, then we got a little drunk. You know, we went to a 7-Eleven like 3 in the morning, had some loaded Doritos, hung out with some strange types there, and it was just a good, positive experience. And I like me a 7-Eleven. There's one around the corner of my house, and it's just, if I want to go to one freeway or another, I have two freeways near me here in LA, the 101 and the 170. This 7-Eleven gets me to both equally. Now, if I want to go to work to drive to the Collider Studios, this 7-Eleven gets me that way as well. It's the definition of convenience. So I just started going there. And 7-Eleven meals became a part of my life. You know, if I'm home alone, I don't want to eat at home. I don't have any food there. I'm tired of the food at home, and I want to just kind of get out and about. I have no problem going to a restaurant by myself. No problem at all. I've done it. I'll pop into a bar. Sometimes I just get a table. Table for one. Yes, one, please. And I go eat. And I could probably do a three things list on what's good about going to a restaurant alone, but this isn't about that. So I'm not opposed to that. I'm not totally socially awkward. I can function alone. I can go to movies alone. I can go eat alone. But sometimes, and I just found, I don't want to say my, quote, older age. That's not really the case. But just the way life is, I just a lot of times, I'd rather eat in the car. There, I said it. I'd rather grab a meal in the car while driving. Again, I don't recommend that. Consult your doctor before driving and eating. Okay, and follow all traffic laws. And 7-Eleven's the place to do that. You know, I don't want to go into Chili's and pick up a burger and go eat in the car. I want to go in, grab a sandwich that's kind of squished and it can be held in my hand while eating, and grab a drink and hit the road. I like taking my meals in my car. Is that a problem? I don't think so. You probably do. So, 7-Eleven has become part of my life. It's become a punchline about my life. It's very present. So, without further ado and further delay, here are the three things I love about 7-Eleven. Number three, variety. That's right. You want a pizza? You want a taquito? You want something that looks like a chicken wing? You want a hot dog? You want all of that? It's there. You want to run in and grab a candy bar? You want your dinner to be a candy bar? Of course, we know that's there. But go, I'm telling you, they're not a sponsor. They're not sponsoring this issue. Or episode. You can call it issue if you want, like I did, but it's an episode. If you go in there, go to a 7-Eleven, go to the back or wherever it is, and you got your sandwiches, you got your salads, you got your hummus, and you got your celery and carrot sticks. You got your breakfast foods. It's all there, and it's all made fresh daily. Swear to God. It's all there. You want some fruit and you're trying to be healthy? You got a thing of grapes there. I get a thing of grapes or strawberries. Tasty. The bananas. My bananas at 7-Eleven are better than the bananas I get at grocery stores. Hand to God. I'm not making this up. So there's sometimes when I'm tooling around and I'm hungry and I'm heading somewhere to record a podcast, I'm heading over to Scrimshaw's to record Force Center, or heading into Collider to record Knapsack Files at the studio there, and I need something quick and fast, but I'm not dead set on what I want, you got 7-Eleven. You got it all there. And those sandwiches, high in sodium, sure. I'm listening. I hear your health concerns, but I'm telling you, sandwiches, good. And salads, the salads, definitely good. In fact, I am a connoisseur of pre-packaged salads. I'm telling you, it's something I know. And the 7-Eleven pre-packaged salads defeat most other pre-packaged salads. I'm telling you. You could ask the guys at Collider, I'm not making this up. They'll sit there, what are you eating? The salad from 7-Eleven. And I'm happy about it. I actually look forward to it. So if you're feeling a salad, you got that. The beverages, we know. There's a lot of choices there. Now, I don't go for the big gulps anymore. I cut soda out of my life. Pretty much cut it out of my life. I'll still have occasional soda slips in. You got your waters. You got your Gatorades. You got all the things you want there. We know that. But I'm telling you can't pigeonhole your meal options at 7-Eleven, I know you want to try. So when I walk in through those doors and the same guys see me every day and they roll their eyes because I'm coming in for the second time or sometimes the third time, they can't even predict what I'm going to get. Some days it might be bad. Some days I'm going really bad with a slice of pizza, or in a candy bar, or a candy bar wrapped in a pizza. Doesn't matter. I get it. And other days, when I'm feeling fat, which is most days, I go and get a thing of grapes, a couple bananas, salad, water. I can go both ways. I don't want to, do not take that out of context. I can go all directions. I haven't really tried 7-Eleven breakfast food. I intend to correct that oversight on my part, but I haven't really done that. I'll admit. Usually when I'm going in for breakfast, I'll grab some fruit. I already have some kind of like a Luna bar or some health bar there. So. Anyways, that's number three. Variety. And number two is consistency. Like any good chain, when you walk into a 7-Eleven, you know what you're gonna get. And that's important when you're a busy urbanite on the go. If I'm in another part of town, I had this once. I was going to appear on Josh McCuga's show, and I was rushing over from my job at Screen Junkies. Didn't have time to grab food. There wasn't not a lot of food options in Beverly Hills. Not a lot of convenient food options in Beverly Hills, I will say. So I rushed over to the section of Hollywood where Josh lives, and I parked, and I was a little early, and I was starving. I was not going to be able to function if I didn't have food. So I know, what am I going to do? I don't have enough time to go to a local restaurant. Go, there's a lot of bars there. Get some bar food. I didn't have time. But a light bulb went off in my head and a bell rang in my heart. For I knew there was a 7-Eleven around the corner. And I parked. And I walked. Got some fresh air. Went to the 7-Eleven. And I knew immediately what my choices were. The variety of choices, I should say. I knew what I was going to find. It was the same. Variety is the spice of life. I'm all for a fancy meal. But I'm telling you, you walk on in, you know what you're going to get. And when you're living life in the fast lane, oh no, I live it in the fast lane. When you're living life in the fast lane, you don't have time to think about food decisions. You don't have time to think about where you're going to get that sandwich. I'm happy to walk into those doors, and the doors have the little like rulers on them to see how tall I am in case I decide to steal a banana. I walk in. The layout's a little different, but I walk in. I know what's going to be there. And the layout being a little different is the variety. If you're concerned about needing, you know number three's choice, you got the variety of food. But if you're a little like, hey, I want an experience. I like going into little mom and pop restaurants. I don't like to, I like my local liquor store because it's got character. 7-Elevens aren't cookie cutters. All right. They got the same look, same smell, same feel, but the layout's a little different and it's kind of fun. I like going into a 7-Eleven that I haven't been in before and like, oh, this is where they keep the sandwiches. Oh, that's where they keep the drinks. Where's the coffee? That mine is in the front, but there's another one to the side. I like that. It's cool. You can walk in and experience your 7-Eleven. It's the same going to like a Target. I got my Target that I'm used to. I get a little lost if I go to another Target. Like, where's the detergent? In my Target, it's on aisle 4. This one's on aisle 12. I'm getting a little lost. But it's thrilling. It's like going to a new country. Or, better scenario, better example, going to like another city in the United States of America. Or whatever country you live in. I do have some international listeners. But it's like, I live in Los Angeles. I just had a pass through San Francisco the other day. Driving. Hadn't been there in years. Now I didn't get out and explore this time. I didn't have time. But like, it's a new, exciting thrill. I had to cut through the center of town, taking the 101. And you have to go up Van Ness. And they're going to take a left on Lombard. And, I know all these streets. It's America. I'm in America. But it's a new, exciting city. And I know I'm going to find the same things. Food, gas station, trash cans, because we're all looking for trash cans. I'm going to find the same things, but it's different. Same country, different city. I can get the same things, but but it's going to feel different. And that is what 7-Elevens are like. You have your 7-Eleven. It's your home base. It's how you get fed and how you get your drink on. But I'll walk into another part of town and lo and behold, same 7-Eleven, different layout. And that's exciting. But I know what I'm going to get inside. I know what's for purchase. I don't have to think about it. So that is the number two thing I love about 7-Eleven. I know what's there for me. My choices may be varied. My moods could be different. But I know what's going to be there for me. The number one thing I love about 7-Eleven is the coffee. That's what really turned my obsession into an overdrive. You can have your coffee bucks. You can have your star beans. You could have all of them. I like those places too. They're good. But you know what? There's something pretty simple, pretty wonderful about a good cup of 7-Eleven coffee. And it's priced to go. It is very affordable. You can go get your $3 cup elsewhere. I got me a $1.89. And I can add little tiny hard marshmallows. That's right. My 7-Eleven has a little jar of marshmallows. They're little tiny. They look like pencil erasers dyed white. And they might actually be pencil erasers dyed white. I'm not sure because they're a little crunchy. But I put them in the coffee. You can mix around a chocolate powder, vanilla powder, which I saw first at 7-Eleven. Then the other highfalutin coffee shop started doing that. I swear. And you got and it's all there. And I don't have a barista getting my name wrong. There's not a line. Occasionally, there's like a homeless guy. You step over him, you're good. Occasionally, it's like some old person taking a long time to get their coffee ready. And pretty soon, that's going to be me. So I'm okay with that. It all comes together in this wonderful steaming cup of coffee that's probably too hot. And probably, you know, if I spilled it, I'd have a lawsuit. But it's good. And it's right there for me. And that's what the 7-Eleven experience is about. I think there's a stigma attached to 7-Eleven. And there's a stigma attached to me taking most of my meals and coffee breaks at 7-Eleven. It's as if I'm judged. And I think most of you haven't truly experienced 7-Eleven in a long time. You probably in the 12th grade went there for some big gulps. Once when you were 25 on the way to back from a job interview, you were starving and you popped inside for a bag of like Doritos and a Diet Pepsi. All right. You cannot judge me and you cannot judge 7-Eleven on those small sample sized experiences. And do not let, this is about freeing your mind, people. Do not let, I do not want you to put any kind of stigma on this experience. And I don't want you to put any roadblocks in front of you, no obstacles in front of you. I want you to experience 7-Eleven pure of heart. It is a lesson for life. Judge you a book by its cover? Are you going to judge me because I have a 7-Eleven sandwich in my passenger seat ready to be eaten on a national holiday? That's right. I've actually taken some national holiday meals at 7-Elevens, or at least purchased them there, and then eaten a sandwich and a taste treat while driving around the city crying because I was alone on Thanksgiving or something like that. So the variety in food choices, the consistency in what you're going to get, and the coffee all lead up. And I'm not even counting the wonderful sense of community. I've had great conversations with crazy homeless people. I've had great conversations with people lining up at red boxes. Mostly it's just me asking them to get out of the way while they buy a Transformer movie. But that's there. The staff is somewhat friendly. I've been going to my 7-Eleven for 6 years. And, well, they I don't think they know my name, but we're working on it. I'm hoping that seventh year's a charm, but they welcome me in. I'm not judged once I'm inside the walls of 7-Eleven. So why are you judging me without being inside those walls? Why don't you come on in to a 7-Eleven with me, figuratively? Literally might be hard, and literally I might not like. Come on in. Get something from a 7-Eleven, and you're going to open your heart to this experience. You have to open up your heart to this experience, all right? Give it a go. Life is too short to not let yourself experience the joy, variety, and convenience of your local 7-Eleven. And when you find your heart in there and you give yourself over to the experience, you can thank me later. That's the three things for this month here on the Knapsack Files podcast feed. We press on with more wonderful interviews. I will say Comic-Con is coming. D23 is coming. I'll be doing some traveling. So I'm going to get in my Knapsack File stuff when I can. Bear with me. July is going to be an interesting month. But I'm going to be here for you. That's the three things for now. This is the Knapsack Files. You can follow me on Twitter at Ken Knapsack. Do not forget we have the Patreon page if you choose to support patreon.com/TheKnapsackFiles. A lot of things going on there. Special episode every month to supporters. You know what I need? I need a nice 7-Eleven trip. I'm going to head out there right now. See you guys next time here on the three things.